Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series. So far, the European Championships have been okay for German football fans. Two wins, one draw. And after beating Northern Ireland 1-0, Jogi Löw's team has met their first challenge, to win their group. I'm outside a small restaurant along the canal in Kreuzberg. It's more outdoor seating than actual building. It's a mixed crowd, Berliners of different backgrounds, young and old, crammed together to watch the game on two big television screens.
That's why it's my living room here.
And do you have a favorite team, or it doesn't matter?
My favorite team? I like to watch good football. My favorite team, well, I'm for Germany, but as well for France.
Tiana Hickel enjoys the relaxed atmosphere at the tiny restaurant. It seems most of the football fans here support more than one team. Her friend Stefan Kranz is for the underdog.
The most interesting for me at this championship is Iceland.
It's the first time we are in this...
Yes, the first time, yes, of course. But not in Ireland, I think it's also just the first championship for them, yes.
Berliner Linda Kuhn came to watch the game with her family. Her response?
One goal is a bit boring, but I hope that they maybe they are better next game.
Across from her sits Stefan Becker. I asked the football fan about Germany's performance so far.
I think they're okay, but I mean, less dominating perhaps than 2 years ago at the World Cup.
I also wanted to know how he views the atmosphere of these European championships, given the complicated state of Europe.
I think actually, like in the context of Brexit and everything, there's almost a feeling that if England gets to the next stage and wins, they might stay in the European Union. So I think in a way that the European championships right now project a much more positive picture of Europe than the actual politics. Politics does do right now. So in a sense, I think probably for the first time the soccer is in a way less competitive than like what's actually happened within Europe.
Later that evening, Turkey, another team dear to many Berliners, also advanced to the next stage. So celebrations went on late into the night. For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.